What's up, everyone? This is Shay Clark, All Black Sevens, number 305, and you're tuned in to The Hurt Locker.
Before we start, we'd like to thank our communications sponsor, Freedom Internet. Locally owned and operated, Freedom Internet delivers secure and fast residential short-stay and commercial fiber internet services. Now ask yourself, when was the last time you updated your security on your in-home router? Don't worry, Freedom Internet will do it for you, keeping you and your family's online use and experiences safe and fast. Freedom Internet, connecting people and building community. Sign up today at freedominternet.co.nz. In the studio today, we have a huge piece to the future of New Zealand rugby. Before going pro, he played over 50 games for the greatest school in New Zealand, King's College's first 15.
Yes, sir.
Through age grade, he was in the Blues Development Systems, New Zealand Schoolboys, and went straight into the All Black Sevens environment. And at just 19 years of age, he went to the Commonwealth Games, secured a bronze for our country, and then went on to play for the New Zealand Under-20s. Just recently, Shay debuted for Auckland NPC, and he's just signed for the mighty Auckland Blues. He's one of Central's finest, my friend, my brother. It's too shysty himself, Mr. Shay Clark. How's it, bro? All good?
Yo, all good, all
How's
good.
How's it been? Going been well?
Good, brother. Yeah, everything's been good.
You want me to keep going? You want me to keep adding stuff onto your list? Or?
Yeah. Just keep going, bro. But.
All right. Easy. So, I know you as Central, as a Central boy. But let's talk about your upbringing and where you grew up. Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Auckland. I was brought up in central Auckland mostly. Then my mum, my old man, split up, and then my mum kind of took me away, tried to move me away from my dad as possible. So I've kind of been everywhere in Auckland, to be honest. Grew up in Auckland, then moved out south, went to a couple of schools out there before moving back into central. And then, kind of went back out south for King's College. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mish.
Kind of been everywhere, but.
Shout out to Mish. Shout out to my little bro, Nico. Actually, I've got a problem with you, Nico. Last time I saw you, you actually poked the fingers at me. So we've got a little problem there we need to sort out, Nico.
Yeah,
you guys have what kind of kid were you when you were growing up? Were you naughty? Were you well behaved?
No, I think I was well behaved. My mum says I'm mama's boy. So I was basically with her the whole time, chilling with her. But to be honest, I don't really remember much of my childhood. Probably a good thing, to be honest.
was it sports when you were young? Did you always play sports growing up?
Growing up, I kind of dabbled in a bit of everything. But my mum said I wasn't really into rugby growing up. My mum tried to get me into it, and apparently I put on my first pair of boots and started tap dancing on the rugby field. So, that probably wasn't a good start to rugby career. So I think, growing up, I kind of just chilled. Didn't really get into rugby till I was about maybe year 7, year 8, started intermediate. Mm.
Nico plays soccer.
Yeah.
Did you start and did you just play rugby all the way through?
I think so, yeah. I think
league
I think,
as well?
I did. I started playing league for Panthers, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Toy Panthers.
Started playing league and then moved to Union and stayed there ever since.
Influences in your early life. So obviously you've already talked about mum, Mish. She's huge and she's also, she was almost a mum to all of us growing up as we were a bit younger. Well, who else? Like, you've obviously got your older brother as well.
Yeah.
Another Commonwealth Games athlete.
Yeah.
What else? What other influences did you have in your
life? For me, my big influence in my life is probably just my family. My mum, my dad, like you said, my brothers, my siblings. I don't really have any other figures I really look up to sporting wise. But they've basically been my heroes my whole life. So they've gotten me through tough times when I've wanted to go up. So basically just them.
What schools did you go to? Primary school did you go to?
I went to Greyland Primary first.
Oh, man.
And then I moved to Mungerfell Primary. And then I think I moved out to Pep South. And then, I finished my schooling there. Then went to Mount School Intermediate.
Oh, man, did you? Oh, true.
Yeah, school Intermediate. Out. So, then.
Is that when you chopped straight over to Kings after that?
Yeah. I was supposed to go to Mags, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to get Mount Albert, so I was pretty set on that, and my family were too. And then, I got the call from Kings, and they were keen to have me.
Who called you from Kings?
I think it was to Cecil Levere.
Oh, when he was there? Oh, nice. So you would have had that line.
Yeah. He called me up, and he's like, oh, Keen's come to Kings. And straight away, I was like, nah. Not keen.
Really?
Yeah, because, I didn't really know what Kings was or I was in school, so it was a bit different for me. But then they were like, oh, surely just come in and have a look.
Where did he catch you from? What were you playing in year 8?
I was playing Bill McLaren.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because we're too heavy to Central. Play for Roller Mills.
too fat for Roller Mills. So. That's right. Yeah, that was the big boys ones. And I'm pretty sure we might have played against each other, actually.
Yeah, we probably did. I think you were year 7.
Yeah,
I would have been year 8. Yeah, that's right. So if not rugby growing up, like, what do you think you'd be doing? Now,
that's a question I still ask myself now, to be honest. I'm not sure. Well, before rugby, I just wanted to be a builder, to be honest. I'm not really the brightest
pick up the tools
kind of person.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure. I kind of put my eggs in one basket with rugby, so if it doesn't work, I don't really know what's going to happen. But
At least you're young and timeless or something. And along the way, I'm sure you'll fall back on something, which would be awesome. Hobbies outside of rugby. Don't mention gaming, because you are trash. You're straight garbage. What do you reckon? What else? So what things do you like outside of footy?
What do I do? Well, that's all I really do is just gaming.
Yeah. What games are you jamming recently?
I'm playing a bit of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing FIFA and that new Marvel Rivals game.
I've seen heaps of TikToks on that Rivals game. Yeah. It looks actually pretty good.
Been going hard on that. So But yeah, just gaming, chilling with the boys. Yeah. Trying to pick up a few new hobbies this year, actually.
Nice.
Trying to get into maybe golf, but...
Oh, here we go.
I need to find some time for that. I know you've struggled with that.
Bro, it's so expensive. I think out of the boys, you know, Harry Plummer runs that next shot golf.
I've seen
him and jam that a lot. Heaps of footy. It's actually pretty cool. It's cool to see, actually. Because you guys as professional in a sport that's so fast, training sessions every day. What's your off day with the Blues?
Off day. So we normally have, it's normally Wednesday. Mm. Normally our Wednesdays and it's just a recovery day kind of up to you. You go do what you need to do. But yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good with that. We've got new recovery things at our HQ. So
we need to get a vlog in that day. Definitely. That'll be sick.
But all those boys, they go golfing on their days off after training and stuff. So. Yeah.
Because you guys do something so fast and then you're just the total opposite side of the spectrum, just playing golf, something super slow. Yeah. But geez, man, some of that stuff is super expensive.
Yeah, I don't know how they can go do a massive training and then go play golf for a couple more hours. But I guess if you love it, you'll do it.
If people go over to your IG, which we'll add to this party, they'll see, I think one of the hobbies you haven't mentioned is you love fashion or clothes and stuff. What are some of the brands you've been loving recently?
I've been trying new things, like, you know, the name, like Cortez.
Cortez,
got sweats on now.
Is that Cortez there?
No, it's just sweats. Oh, it's just sweats now.
That collective?
Yeah.
That Australian brand, though.
Yeah, Australian brand. But yeah, I love just scrolling around, finding little brands that no one really knows and kind of wearing them around.
Yeah. Central Shiesty, Central C. That's what this guy's style is. I mean, you got that photo. I think it's you're leaning against that light post, full cinch mode.
Shiesty on everything.
Yeah, I'm going. I just recently went on G'd Up, did like a Cyber Monday sale.
Yeah.
And I went on, and because we're going to Vancouver next week.
Oh, man.
And I jumped on. And have you seen those?
Vancouver?
Have you seen those puffer jackets? And they've got like a full shiesty. I got one of those ones for the trip. That'll be pretty out of it.
I have to make the most of it of the cold weather.
Yeah. Was that on one of your Vancouver Sevens tours?
Yeah.
Was the city cool?
Yeah, it was an amazing city. Yeah.
Was it cold when you
went? Yeah, it was pretty cold. Oh, yeah, it wasn't snowing though. I was expecting to see snow, but I think it was actually like we usually go when it's snowing. But I think when it was warmer that time. So,
So let's go through now. Let's go straight from, like you've said, Bill McLaren. That would have been one of the first representative teams you played for.
Yeah, that would have been the first.
So you go Bill McLaren. You come to Kings in year 9. And in year 9, did you play? What age grade? What's the age grade pathway system you went from?
I think
there?
I went Bill McLaren, then Auckland 13s.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah, Auckland 13s. Was that one of those ones where you play like Waikato?
Yeah, play Waikato, play Wellington. And and then after that, I think that led into Kings year 9.
Kings year 9. What did you go in year 9?
Was that under 6?
I think
under
it's 16s? Under 16s. Yeah. I think we both played that one together.
Yeah, under 16s.
16s.
With the bro Andre.
Oh, yeah, Andre. Yeah, shout out Andre Morris. Shout out Andre. That's crazy. So, Auckland 16s. Did we play like West, Central, and South, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, West, Central, and East?
Yeah, I think we played,
I think I remember that game.
I remember that last game at Grammar Tech. We played at nighttime.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
probably one of the physicalest games I've ever played.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, the center of that game plays for the Roosters now. Is Nofalu White.
Yeah.
There's some stacked boys on those sides. There's heaps of boys that have. I think Wallace Satiti was in our team then.
We played some gun
boys, and obviously you've gone to carry on. But holy moly, now that I think about it, some of those boys are super sick. So you go from Auckland 16s. And was there a Blues 16s camp that year?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
There might have been. Because I think I've there's a photo on my. I've actually archived it because my forehead was crazy. I don't know what was happening back then, but I was getting some crazy cuts back then. So there's a photo of us. I think it's the 16s, and we're outside the Blues HQ. It's me, you, and Cheeks.
Yeah.
And so it would have been Blues 16s, I think. And so you go into year 10, and. For the majority of people in high school in NZ, year 10, you're just playing at max under 15s or you're not playing first 15. But old mate over here decided to just skip a lot of and did a little side quest of his own. You debuted for the first 15 in your year 10. Let's talk about that. What was it like as a young kid?
Oh, it was unreal, man. Coming in, I didn't really expect to debut at year 10, so... pretty lucky and grateful to play at year 10 and play that young, being surrounded by some, like we said, amazing players that have gone on now to play. So it was a pretty special moment for me and my family. And it was scary as well, man. For I was probably skinny as, just lanky as, just thrown into it. But I loved every bit of it.
What position did you go?
I think into? I started off playing lock. Yeah, started off.
You were
playing
starting
lock.
In year 10?
Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't. I think for the first half.
Yeah.
And then that's when I think it was more just to piss off Isaiah and make him, lock in a bit more.
Mopusua.
Yeah.
I think it was just shout out Ice. He's over in Japan. Ice. He's cracking over there. So let's talk, what are some other boys in that first year or first 15 you played with that have kind of moved on to higher honours in the school?
That would have been Zan that year, eh?
Oh, wow.
Zan, Meihana,
oh.
Mills. Heaps, so they were playing Super Rugby now.
Yeah, so Mills is at Moana Pacifica?
Yeah, Mills at Moana. He was at Auckland last year, so actually
you got to play with him again. Yeah, that's
so cool. And then Zan and Mehan at the Blues at the moment, so it's cool to link back up with them. Yeah,
Aiden. He's over in Ireland now.
There's been heaps of boys. Who else?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of those other boys.
Heaps of gun players in school, but I don't know what they're up to these days.
Yeah, you're just like wash like me and just start podcasts and stuff like that. So you go from first 15, year 10, year 11, go another year first 15, and is that you started getting a bit more representative taps on the shoulders?
Started getting recognized a bit more. I think I moved to 6 that year.
Yeah.
And I think we actually, we made the finals year 10, was it? And lost to Peters, or was that year 11?
I think you were year 11.
Yeah,
I
was so year that 12. Was that first, yeah, that, yeah. That year 11.
So we lost to St. Peters.
Yeah, so that was a big year for us. Mm. So, yeah, made the first finals.
Man, that was tough.
Yeah, that was tough, man.
That was a tough year.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for you because you amassed over 50 games for first 15, but your COVID cut you short as well.
Yeah.
But I remember that year 11 and year 12 year because we had a really good team. And guys like Temple Kalipo over in Oz playing in the NRL. You got guys like, Francis was with us in there.
He's another young over at the Knights.
That was a stacked team. I actually vividly remember that game because, Lucas Halls as well.
Yeah, Lucas Halls.
Man, I remember. So I came on and literally, year 12, and Putty goes, warm up. And I look up at the clock, and it's 79 minutes. I'm like, bro, that's so... 1 minute. Okay, I'll just jump on. Anyway, we get on, and it's a scrum on L5. And we had this thing, I think it was like Bird or something. And so the scrum was on the 5. We're about 10 meters in maybe from the left touchline. And it was Zan who looks over at me and goes, he whispers, we'll go blind. And so they wanted to do like a gut shot, try and, I don't know, get me on the blind side and run.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no. Anyway, St. Peter's, they pack the scrum and they're just about to get into the crunch. And Missy Tupper, so shout out Missy, he's scared. Bro, everything out of me. He gets up out of the back of the scrum and he looks at me, he goes, run. And I'm like, I look at him and he goes, I'm going to take your head off if you run blind. And I was like... Oh, bro.
That's not where you want to be here.
Oh, no, bro.
And you officially come on the field too. Yeah. Or...
And so you go from there, year 12, that's when everything really kicks off. If I remember correctly, you started getting hit up from the NRL.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my first. I was kind of in with the Blues, been around the Blues. And then, the Storm kind of threw an offer at me and they were keen to have me over. Just to have a look, go to one of the Geelong camps.
Nice.
I think, yeah, so.
Hot.
Yeah, hot as. And, and just being a young guy, I just took it with both hands and was keen. And just went over, experienced that, met all the players there.
Really?
Met Craig Bellamy, which was cool.
Oh, Belzer.
So it was crazy there. Kind of opened my eyes on how they do things over there because, man, they work hard.
Yeah.
They work hard. They pushed us. They bring in military guys.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so. Did you do almost one of those camps?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I watched those on YouTube, some of those like army type camps that they do.
So they bring in the military dude and basically just to punish us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's why they're so good over there.
Well, it's also like league is just a different type of fitness as well. They play shuttles for a living. This stuff is just crazy. And their contact.
That was unreal. It took a while to get used to though. I was still used to Union, not getting back 10 and all the defense and stuff. But nah, I love the just running the ball hard, tackling hard. Mm. But it wasn't really,
Your year 12 and 13 is just it's a crazy run because this you could if you got a checklist of every single representative team you could make in New Zealand, you pretty much checked off all those boxes. You made schools in your year 12?
I think so.
You made schools in your year 12. And then in your year 13, you obviously made schools again.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else? Did you go in the All Black Sevens environment your end of year 13?
Nah, we did the what was it? The Condor? It was like Condors.
Oh, yes.
And then there was a real school.
You played for Tongan Barbarians.
Yeah, it was a real school. So that's how I kind of got picked up for Sevens. And so I played Tonga. And then the year after, Sevens were keen to have me in my last year. And they were like, oh, you have to play for New Zealand if you want to. Because I was keen to run it back for Tonga because we got so close to beating NZ. And it would have been the first time ever, so I was keen to run it back and get that chip, but they said, nah, you have to, since you're NZ representative, you have to rep NZ, so I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that Barbarians team you played for was super stacked. I got injured. shout out Wallace, you know what you did. Bro, Wallace broke one of my ribs.
What?
We're a late shot as well, because he thought it was funny. So we played last hour. Remember at Condors, when we actually played Sevens?
Yeah.
For school. We played. Remember, we lost the last round in the semis.
Oh yeah.
I had like 2-on-1, and I decided dummy, and then I threw, and Wallace just goes, boom!
That's when Wally ripped us up.
Yes, bro. He killed
the team on the shoulders and bloody.
He literally did, bro. And he just offloads everywhere. He was like full Fijian at that point or something. He was going crazy that game. You had Fehi, Finianganofo down in Hurricanes and All Black Seven as well.
We had John Boy, Fehi's little brother. He's at the Dolphins now.
Is ready?
He's at Dolphins. Who else did he? AJ down the Highlanders. We had some pretty gun players, but just
super stacked. Eh?
Yeah.
All of that, and then obviously we've already covered some of the stuff. You do now. What was some of the support you got as a young player then? I mean, you're in high school. You've played in a mass of representative footy already. Just as a young man who's not even hit 18. What's some of the support systems you had then to keep you kind of level and keep you working?
Like I mentioned before, probably my family and my mom's pretty good with keeping me grounded, keeping me making like on the right track because she's good at all that stuff. But my family, I would say the staff at Kings are pretty mean, like the rugby staff. They looked after me well. Everyone there, they knew how it worked. So especially just family and my friends, my close friends, just loved ones, really. Mm.
That's awesome. All right, so let's go to the now. So your current experience, you're officially a full contracted full-time Super Rugby player. I mean, you're living the dream. If you look at the way it's all gone, all of that what we've just talked about has led to now. How does it feel to be a full-time Super Rugby player?
Obviously I'm blessed, grateful, still getting used to it now, still working things out and seeing how everything works. But yeah, just grateful as to be here, just to be in the situation I am now. I know some boys would die to be in the position I'm in now. So just making sure I stay grounded, grateful, and just taking everything with two hands, I guess. Yeah.
I think because you've already got that All Black Sevens environment and kind of experience under your belt, you'd probably settle in a lot easier than what other men would do at your age. going into their system now. Does it feel at home? It's all routine like now for you?
Yeah, I was pretty lucky to go in straight into a fresh environment and straight out of school. So I think that helped. I was down there for 3 years. So being in that environment definitely helped me grow into the person I am today. I wouldn't say, I made it easier, but, you know, going into a new team, it's always still nerve-wracking as you don't know how it is. You don't know what's going to be like. But, you know, all the boys are pretty on at making sure the young ones feel welcomed and at home. So now it's been a good couple of weeks, good preseason.
How's the body? Any injuries or anything?
I've actually been quite unlucky with injuries this preseason.
Really?
Leading into fresh preseason, I only got like a little strain in my calf. So they sidelined me for the first block of preseason. So I was sidelined till Christmas, and then I was good to go after Christmas, then came back, and then I got concussed.
Really? Yeah. At training?
Yeah, training. Wow. I copped the knee to the head, so they sidelined me for, how long has it been now? 2 weeks? I've just kind of this week got back into it.
Coming back after Christmas?
Yeah. So my first week of training after Christmas.
Mm. Do you think it had anything to do with some of the activities you got over this one? Let's run through the current week in the life. Run through a week, Monday to kind of, Saturday. What's your kind of regime look like at the moment?
Monday, kick my week off. Got training, so I'll be in quite early because I always got to go medical check-ins. I've been quite lazy with that recently. But, going into medical check just to make sure I see what my plan is for the day because I'm not fully 100%. So then go into, see that, go training, chill with the boys until like gym, and then go do that session, then have lunch, and then have whatever we didn't have in the morning. So if we had gym in the morning, we'd have field in the other and vice versa.
Yep.
So that's basically a whole week, Monday, Tuesday, get Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday. But Wednesday's a recovery day.
Yeah.
So we'll go in.
What time, so let's say like, obviously you're playing a preseason game this Friday.
Yeah.
Will you be playing?
I'm not sure. If I get through training tomorrow, I think I should
get the health check.
Yeah, should nice. Be good to go.
What would that kind of day look like for you guys? Not a full obviously rundown of the schedule, but you got to be in early. You got to eat something right.
Depends on your situation. So if you're injured, boy, you got to get in there early, get checked up, see if you're running, what you're doing today. Then they offer you like you can go and have breakfast and everything. But I try to get everything done at home. So then I can just go on and focus on my training. They're pretty good to have everything there for you. They got a schedule for you so you can see everything. But it's kind of just up to you if I'm being time.
All right, so now you're a full-time player. How do you approach training? What's your kind of your physical and mental approach to training now?
Going into training is just a kind of Before in school, I wasn't prepping myself correctly, my body and mind. But since being in sevens and being in that environment, it kind of shows you that you have to, especially at this level. So I try to go and get my body right, stretch, do a couple of things to get the body moving and warm before getting into it. But it's kind of get used to it,
See I watched some of those college football things over in the US. And they were saying, and it's probably a similar situation to how the rugby system works here, in the sense that, a lot of these guys go from high school into like these college systems, and the talent carried them all the way through high school. And then the differentiator for that kind of semi-professional or professional, college in America, professional, is just that hard work and the dedication. And the guys that just stick to the hard work and dedication, those are the guys that always end up putting that jersey on in the end. And the guys that kind of had all the talent and all the hard work but, didn't put the pedal down, those are the guys that kind of just get chopped out. Guys like you that have just stayed foot down, worked hard, well, you obviously have a little bit of injuries, but, in the long run, it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
Because now you've kind of learned, that dedication and drive has,
get
you a long way. And like you've said, you've got an Auckland NPC number and an All Black Sevens number. So, in that sense, you're well on track to do every Kiwi's dream. How your mental health, how's that as a young athlete?
It's been good. I've been been quite positive, and I'm pretty good with that, blocking out all the hate and all that stuff. To be honest, that kind of just drives me and motivates me more. So I kind of don't love seeing it, but when I see it, I don't pack a sad,
So that's interesting. So you talk about, young, to be honest, if we look at our screen time, majority of our screen time, social media, is that where you catch most of?
Most of it. Yeah. So like, and you know, you're always going to be going through the comments, having a look, you know, you want to always, you know, see what people are saying about you. But it's just, what I say is just, it comes with being an athlete. Awesome. Like, if you're not like prepared for it, well, this is just my mindset. If you're not prepared for it, then I don't know, you probably shouldn't.
Mm. Do you have what do you do for your mental health? Do you just do it automatically as
Yeah, I just do it by myself. And down the Sevens, they had people there for you.
Awesome.
You could go talk to if you need like help or just go catch up with them on like a daily basis. So everything's there for you. There's mentors and everything. So if you're ever like, if you're ever struggling with that, they've got tools to help you.
Yeah, that's really good. So now you've took that off, let's talk your future aspiration. What are some of the goals you have? So you've got all the way here. You're starting to knock on the door for a lot of the big dreams. Well, what's your kind of future goal?
Future goal. Well, my big goal is to put on the black jersey. Yeah, you know, that's everyone's dream as a kid. But I'm just taking everything in how it goes. Yeah,
and stride. You've got blues this year.
Yeah, just focusing on one thing onto the other instead of getting too far ahead of myself. So big goal for me this year is I'm getting that debut for the Blues.
Awesome.
It's getting on the field and just playing and expressing myself, because and that's what I love to do, so
that'll be good. I'm really hoping you get a good crack this year. You know, that'll be so good for experience, but also just to get that level of, you know, under your belt. So I got Shay to do a little segment for us, and what he's going to do is, as every guest here in the Hurlocker we get in, I'm going to make them do a starting team. But for the starting team, I'll change the theme every week. So starting 15 this week is going to be with music artists. Shay and I both love hip-hop and R&B, so I assume the majority of our music athletes will be, or musicians will be rappers. So let's have a crack. Let's have a look at our team. I'll break it up into positional categories, so we'll see. We'll do our front rows first. I'll get Shay to start here for our front row.
Yep. Okay. Well, number one, it has to be Big X the Plug. Why are you laughing, man?
No, that's a good one.
Then a hooker. This was a tough one. I couldn't really think of any hookers, but I just got Rick Ross.
Ooh, you know, I didn't actually think about that one. That's actually... Bows. And yeah, now he's actually... Bows.
And then a three, I got Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, Smalls. There we go. Yeah, Biggie. Yeah, I've got that one as well. All right, so I run. Yeah, that's actually super stacked. That's like, that's a beast front row. Yeah, so at my at one, I've got Biggie Smalls. At two, I got Fat Joe. So he's cooking there. And at three, I've got Big X the Plug. So I think that's a pretty good. Who you got for your locks?
I got Snoop Dogg and Gucci Mane. Had to throw Snoop Dogg in there. I was like, who's some tall R&B artist?
He's 6'4".
Yeah. I was like, Snoop Dogg's got to be tall. I'm pretty sure he's tall.
Mm.
And then I just chucked in Gucci Mane in there because it's Gucci Mane.
Mm. Yeah, so I got Snoop Dogg as well, 6'4". Yeah. Then at five, I've got I Swerve. So I've got Jello. I got Young Jello in there at five. So just bringing that young energy in there. And then so we'll go Lucy's now. Let's go 6, 7, 8 for your team.
In my six, I got 2 Chainz. In my seven, I got Macklemore.
Macklemore, holy moly.
You gotta get him in there and switch it up. And then I got The Game at 8.
Did you think Macklemore's gonna be like your Richie McCaw type, bro? That's what you're thinking for your Macklemore. Who's your 8?
The Game.
Oh, that's actually tough. That's actually tough. Yeah. All right. So at six, I got Rod Wave. I just wanted that. You know, that's actually a crazy pick, good. But I wanted Rod Wave at six. Seven, I got J. Cole, leader of the field. Nice. Yeah, kind of lead from the front. And at eight, I got Luke Combs. Just a full,
he'll be
full
a hosting ball, eight.
Yeah, full country western. Just straight hard worker from the
off
back.
The back, yeah.
All right. Who you got at your halfback and first five?
At 9, I got Kodak Black. And at 10, tough. I got Ed Sheeran. Well, do you not reckon? I reckon he'll be.
Ed Sheeran.
He'll be dishing it out.
Ed Sheeran's 40 is like 10 seconds. I guarantee his 40 is like 10 seconds. And 9, I've got K-Dot, Kendrick, big leader.
One here, 10.
Actually, you know, I'm kind of scared of him at 9 because I feel like he's just going to start literally on everyone. And at 10, I got Future.
Ooh.
I just feel like he's, you know, that fast pace.
That's why I don't keep it consistent.
Here. Yeah, you got Future in there. Oh, who you got? Nice. So let's go midfield, 12, 13.
I've got, I put DMX in there and Dr. Dre.
That actually works. Same era. Yeah. Chemistry. But mine's
basically all just rappers there.
Yeah, nah, same. That's on mine as well. So at 12, I've got Chris Brown.
Oh,
Chris Breezy. Hot feet. Yo, dancer type, you know, good feet at 12. And at 13, I got Eminem.
Okay.
Honestly, just feel like that'd it's Detroit. Combo.
Yo,
you know, 8 mile run.
You'll be in there.
Easy work. Back three, who you got?
I got 11, I got DaBaby. Because I'm pretty sure he used to play rugby.
He did. So he did. That's like, right. Yeah.
Chuck him in there.
Yeah.
And then on right wing, I've got Chris Brown. Like what you said.
That's good.
The happy feet. And then in the back, I got 50 Cent.
Bro, I just watched a series recently with 50 Cent. It's called Power.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. Bro, it's
I've been wanting to watch that.
Fire series.
I heard it's mean.
Yeah, so 50 at the back is crazy. I got a left wing, Lil Baby. Baby from the left. Chopping it up on the left. Right wing, I got Gunna.
Bro, I've missed out some. Gunner. Yeah, that's nice.
But, you know, don't know about Gunner, actually. I want to switch on Gunner.
Nah, he's been training quite a bit, isn't he?
He actually has. And then fullback, I got Travis. Travis Scott. Just crazy, fast, everything, always hype. Talking from the back. That would be crazy. All right, that's actually I think
my 15's definitely beating your 15, mate.
We're actually chop this up. I'll put it on our Instagram. I'll check a graphic up on our team. We'll go vote and then we'll sort out something. So if I win, you have to do something. And if you win, I'll do something. We'll sort that out later. We'll ask our mates. We'll see. Get in the comment on what our consequences are for who loses.
Keen.
All right, we'll run some quick fire questions before we start closing it up. Who is your GOAT or black?
Ooh. Wow, that's a tough one. I have to get Richie, eh?
Yeah.
It was either Richie 100%. Or Dan, but because I'm a forward, I'm leaning. I have to back the Richie.
Richie and Dan, you're not going to toss Jonah?
I was going to say Jonah.
Yeah, but I think Richie as well. Yeah. Well, why do you reckon Richie?
I don't know. Well, he's just done everything you can really do as a rugby player, eh? Worked hard, won everything.
Consistency.
Consistent as.
I think, he kind of reminds me of those guys, like, you know, every time you jump on the field, be there at that ruck trust the guy.
Like out the gate, special, but he's just always there, you know, you need one of those players in your team, eh?
Yeah,
100%. But you could say any of those three, to be honest.
All right, so now let's switch it. Let's go. Who would be your GOAT? Black Fern. Ooh. Greatest of all time, Black Fern.
I don't know, eh? Maybe I'll go Porsche.
Yeah, Porsche bro. Eh? Those fins are actually outrageous, bro. Like, honestly,
she's a beast.
Getting clipped up. Just because you got offended in the face by Porsche would actually.
She's
be
another
nuts.
One that's done everything. Sevens, 15s, you know, she's bloody gone everywhere and done well. So, I'd have to give it to her.
Man, I wonder what she would be like in the NRL.
Her.
In the women's NRL. She'd like surely a center.
Just go over and cover. Run.
Yeah, because just how intense she runs, she'd be insane.
Would that be your goat?
Your Porsche. Porsche or. Like, you know, at the moment, kind of Michaela Brake?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michaela Blyde is everyone knows it. But I think she just must have got married.
Yeah,
so she got married. Michaela Brake is her name now.
She's another gun player.
Fast. Yeah. I watched the podcast she did with Dom Harvey. It was awesome, like, just how transparent she was in her career. And just her highlights, just nuts. So. All right, let's go. Go to pre-game track.
Well, I've kind of got a playlist I go to, but who would it be? Maybe Shook Ones by Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
That always gets me going.
True. That's not too fast as well. Yeah, it's kind of steady.
Steady, get you going. But I've kind of mixed everything. I like stuff that gets, I like hype music.
Yeah.
That get you hype, get you in the
mood.
So
that's you before a game. You're always high inner.
Yeah, high inner. I'm just, got my headphones on, just ready to go.
What headphones are you jamming now?
I've got the Apple, the Apple ones, but I kind of want new ones.
Oh really?
I like the earphones. Eh?
Oh, they're those new easier. AirPods.
Yeah, they're a bit easier to take in and out. You know,
it's just like the price.
It's not too clunky.
The prices are crazy.
Yeah, hard.
Like, some of those just crazy. All right, so you got your, what was your playlist full of that?
Yeah,
just full of rap and
stuff. Yeah, oh, I can actually. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, actually, we should chuck a screenshot on our Instagram as well. That'd actually be cool. Get a screenshot of the different athletes' pregame tracks. That'd actually be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of everything. Actually,
bit of everything. Yo, we'll chuck that on. All right. So next question. So how many girls are you talking to at the moment on Instagram?
No comment.
That's comment. Crazy. No face, no case. That's actually crazy.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
All right, toughest player you've marked in your career to date.
Who would it be? Wow,
We'll go sevens and 15s just to make it easier.
Sevens would probably be, I'm not sure. I don't know the players, but definitely have to be Fijian, one of the Fijian team.
Mm.
Maybe, what's it? Maybe Lasaku.
Is he
over in France now.
Oh, really?
He's playing Div 2 rugby over there. But when he was jamming sevens last couple of years, man, he can move, eh? But all of those guys are pretty hard to mark on the, especially being a big boy and marking a small nippy dude. Mm. It's kind of it gets scary. You feel like you're on an island. But yeah, probably be him in 15s. It would probably be, who is a hard ass to tackle? Probably, who's a Highlanders winger? Timothy?
Oh, yeah.
Probably be Timothy when we played Tasman.
Yeah, Timothy, Tawatawa Nawai.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
That guy's probably the toughest for me to run into and tackle. Holy, into him, yeah.
Brick wall type.
Yeah, brick wall, and he's just straight over the ball.
He's got some crazy skills, and he's just one of those guys that just plays off the cuff.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Is he big?
Yeah, he's big.
Really?
He's big, man.
How tall do you think he is?
Do you mean big? Oh, no, nah, he's probably not tall, but he's just short and stocky.
He's fast as well, eh?
Fast.
Mm.
But yeah, probably him, but there's heaps of guys. Man, they're tough to mark.
You think about the Highlanders this year, they could have some good stuff. So they got, you know, like if you look at the back three, you could have Caleb Tangitao
on my boy Caleb.
Timothy on the other wing. Fullback, you can have Ratai Matavuki Nipkins.
Yeah.
Man.
No,
that's a pretty stacked back three. The last question, let's go. Five seats at the dinner table. You've got one of them. Who are your four guests or four people you'd have for your dream dinner?
I'll take Future. There's one.
Who reckon? Future. Tough.
Who else would I take? Maybe someone rich as Elon Musk? Yo, give me that knowledge, bro.
Knowledge.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Elon Musk in today's climate.
I don't even know. That's a tough.
Elon Musk. So you've got,
I don't know,
Elon Musk,
Future.
Just those two alone.
Get rid of Elon Musk. No, I wouldn't take Elon Musk. That's a waste of a seat.
All right, so you've got Future.
Yo, Future. Who else would I take? Maybe Duke Dennis. Yo.
My king. Hey Duke, man. Hey Duke, I need some of that Duke.
Who else?
Have you seen his trip to, was it Germany? On YouTube?
Yeah,
he's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, I always watch that guy.
Is that your inspo?
That's true.
Is that why you started wearing durags and that?
It'll be dreads soon. Need to get dreads. Nah, I don't know who else I'll take.
Dookie. Future, got two more.
Here's another. I'll probably have to take Jonah Lowe. Yo, Jonah Lowe on me. And who else?
That's actually a tough three. One more.
I don't know, eh? Probably should go with those three.
Those three.
Let me think of one more. Let me come back.
Yeah, we'll finish off on that one more. Let's go. Actually, before we start doing this outro, getting that player, your shirt, you got your boy Luciano on there.
Yeah.
Let's have a little chat about that. And it's actually awesome you've worn that shirt today. Who was Luciano to you?
He's just he's one of the brothers there. One of the boys from Central. I know his older. I know his family, his older brother as well. We're pretty close. We're pretty close boys. I knew heaps of his boys, so he's just,
Yeah, sorry to hear, man, when I saw that, man. A lot of the boys that posted that stuff up, eh? Man, it just...
It was a tough time last year, but... it was a tough time, but, you know, he lives for us now.
Yeah.
He lives for us.
You play for him now, and...
Yeah.
Shout out Luciano and his family. Man, That's tough, but it's good to see how... I love seeing all your photos. I love seeing all you boys go visit him every weekend, and man, that's some awesome stuff here. So shout out Luciano, I love that you wore that shirt. I actually seen people wearing it out a lot, bro.
Yeah, he had heaps of love, eh?
Yeah,
heaps of love. Everyone loved him. Everyone knew him. He's just a likable guy.
Shout out to him, bro. Because you gotta find out that one more guest.
That's right. Okay, I'll probably take Beyonce. Have to get a girl in there. Kind of have to mix it up.
Beyonce. Bro. Beyonce. So you want Beyonce, Future, and Jonah Lomu. And who was the other one?
Beyonce, Duke Dennis. Future,
and Duke Dennis. That is the craziest four, bro. Oh my God. That's some nasty work, bro. All right, so yeah, look, that's closing up our first episode of Hurt Like a Shay. Too Shiesty, one of Central's finest, bro. Thank you so much, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
Bro, that was
appreciate it.
Bro, that was awesome. That's our first episode here. That's Shay's first podcast ever done. We need to get a chick potty done maybe at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we can talk about how everything went during the year.
Straight up.
Yeah, we'll get a day in a life vlog going once I get all my things all set up. That jersey.
It's for you, bro.
Man, that's awesome. Thanks, bro. I'm gonna get that framed up and we're gonna chuck that up in the stew and stuff. What is that jersey from? Actually, let's talk about that jersey quickly.
It usually has it on the side. But I don't think this one does.
Got that GPS monitor on the back
though. I'm not sure what tournament it was from, but
we'll find it. Now, thanks for the jersey, bro.
We'll
get it down in life. We'll get that checkpoint done. Shout out to Freedom Internet, our head sponsor for this podcast. That was session one. Thank you for tuning in all the way to the Hurt Locker. Cheers, my boy.
Send me a text, don't answer her call. She love when I flex and shop in her mall. Relieving her stress, I beat on her walls. She skied on her chest, she kissing my